It was 1966. In the north of England town of Blackpool, four youngsters got together. They decided to form a rock band. The four, Ian Anderson, Glenn Cornick, Clive Bunker, and Mick Abrahams, named the group Jethro Tull. In the next 14 minutes, we'll follow the band's music from 1966 to the present.
I think Jethro Tull's music is really deep and emotional.
Yeah, I heard the group and they're pretty good.
I think their music is very explicit,
very unique group.
I really liked Ian Anderson on the flute.
No, I don't really care for them at all. I think they're kind of strange.
To begin with, Ian Anderson, the group leader, was a strange character. He wore dirty, oversized overcoats and tight, bright-colored stockings. He hopped around the stage on one leg, playing his silver flute. Jethro Tull's early music was a mixture of jazz and blues, an unconventional style for a rock group during that time. Beatlemania was still strong. The Beach Boys were big. Out of all this, Tull emerged as a very different group. People called them a progressive rock band. In 1968, due to favorable crowd reaction at the National Jazz and Blues Festival, Jethro Tull recorded their first album, simply called This Was. Out of it came many blues tunes. Jazz blues number from Jethro Tull's first album, This Was. Instead of the flute, the harmonica was Anderson's musical tool on this album. It shot up the British charts, surprising many, including the band itself. Many people took to this new sound. They were looking for something different. It was different, even though Anderson's magic flute had not stepped in yet. This was because, even though Anderson was the group leader, bluesman Abrahams was the dominant member of the group. After the album was made, Abrahams left the group in 1968. Anderson took over the reins. Then came Jethro Tull's second album, Stand Up. Anderson's efforts produced a series of melodious tunes. Stand Up made it to number one in Britain. Look Into the Sun was quite different from the songs of the first album. Other songs in Stand Up were similar to this cut, mellow, orchestrated music. Anderson's distinct style of music was taking shape on this album. Most of his lyrics were hard to understand, but when you could understand them, they were satirical and critical of society. In 1971, Tull's career reached a new high with the album Aqualung, the group's first concept album. It was, and is, Jethro Tull's biggest seller. It lamented society's unsuccessful people and questioned organized religion. Out of Aqualung came one of Tull's most popular rockers, Locomotive Breath.
corridor on his hands and knees. Old Charlie stole the handle and the train then won't stop going, no way to slow down.
The lyrics of Locomotive Breath are hard to interpret, but the guitar licks are crisp and well delivered. The contrast between this tune and the earlier blues tune can be seen. In 1972, Jethro Tull came out with what many consider a masterpiece, Thick as a Brick. It was different from previous albums in that it was one continuous song from beginning to end. It was really the soundtrack for a staged play. This album criticized society's shortcomings the same way Aqualung did. By now, Anderson's style was well defined. His flute playing set Jethro Tull's music apart from that of other groups, gone were the jazz and blues flavors. Later in 1972, Tull released a scrapbook album of their first 4 years. It was called Living in the Past, a collection of the band's songs from the past. The title cut became a hit single in North America. In 1973, Jethro Tull took a brief hiatus from touring and started work on their next album. Then, in 1974, Tull re-emerged with yet another concept album, War Child. But this was different from Thick as a Brick. Here, the band returned to individual songs the way it used to be before Thick as a Brick with its one continuous song. Again, Tull had a hit single from this album, Bungle in the Jungle.
Walking through forests of palm tree apartments, scoff at the monkeys who live in their dark tents. Down by the waterhole, drunk every Friday, eating their nuts, saving their raisins for Sunday. Lions and tigers who wait in the shadows, they're fast but they're lazy, and sleep in green meadows. Well, that's
Child went gold soon after its release. It was originally conceived as a movie soundtrack, but the movie was never released. After the release of War Child, Tull returned to the tour circuit, US, Britain, Europe, everywhere to sell out audiences. Then, in 1979, came their latest album, Stormwatch. It's a curious mixture of heavy metal rock and Anderson's flute. To many fans, this album is nowhere as good as Tull's previous albums. It's a letdown. Jethro Tull's latest venture is disappointing.
Lately, they've been
getting into the more of the commercialism. So Stormwatch is not as good as if you look at their past albums like Aqualung and Thick as a Brick.
I was not too impressed with his latest album release, but his previous albums such as Aqualung and War Child I think are very impressive.
Black and viscous found to cure blue.
However, Anderson seems to be keeping up with the times. The energy crunch has seeped into that song, North Sea Oil. He talks about Britain's newfound wealth and the fear it will run out. Much of this album is about environmental concerns. Stormwatch is Jethro Tull's 15th release. They have had 10 gold albums, and international album sales of over 10 million so far. When Jethro Tull toured the U.S. in 1975, they broke their own existing audience attendance record, 93,000 seats in 5 nights at the Los Angeles Forum. Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull are superstars in every sense of the word. Jethro Tull's music has changed, so has the number of fans, for the better.
Jethro Tull is a very inventive group.
You have to have a preference for the music.
Never heard of them before.
Very up-to-date and easy-listening music.
They're really a talented band, but I don't like the tights that Ian Anderson wears.
The Pied Piper of Blackpool has changed the course of pop music. Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull are leading millions of faithful followers beyond the horizons of run-of-the-mill rock.